Yoga Vashishta, Prahlada's Contemplation, translated by Swami Venkateshananda. Prahlada was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, who, pleased with Prahlada's loving worship and complete surrender, instructed him to be constantly engaged in inquiry into the nature of one's own reality. Therefore, the Lord appeared before him and said, "Prahlada, may you be endowed with the spirit of inquiry till you rest in infinite Brahman, so that all your delusions might come to an end and you may attain the highest fruit." Blessing. Vashishta continued, "Having said thus, the Lord disappeared. Prahlada continued his worship, and after singing hymns in praise of the Lord, began to reflect in the following manner. Prahlada contemplated, "The Lord has commanded, be continually engaged in inquiry. Hence, I shall engage myself in inquiry into the self. What am I who speaks, walks, stands, and functions on this elaborate stage known as the world? I should find this out to begin with. Surely, I am not this world which is outside and inert, composed of trees, shrubs, and mountains. Nor am I the body which was born on account of the movement of the life breath, and which seems to live for a very brief moment. I am not the sound, word, name, or expression, which is apprehended by the inert substance known as the ear, which is but a momentary movement of air, and which is devoid of form and devoid of existence. I am not the sense or experience of touch, which is also momentary and which is able to function only on account of the infinite consciousness. Nor am I the sense of taste, based on the ever-changing and restless tongue, ever devoted to its objects. I am not the sense of sight or form, which is too momentary, and which is but a perversion of the understanding of the seer. Nor am I the sense of smell, which is an imaginary creation of the nose, and which has an indeterminate form. Hence, I am devoid of all of these imaginary qualities. I have nothing whatsoever to do with the functions of these senses. I am pure consciousness. I am peace beyond thought. I am the all-pervading reality, which is devoid of objectivity and therefore percepts and concepts. I am pure consciousness. It is by the consciousness that all things, from a little pot to the mighty sun, are perceived. Ah, I now recollect the truth that I am the self, which is omnipresent, in which there is no conceptualization. It is by the self that all the senses and their experiences are made possible, for it is the inner light. It is because of that inner light that these objects acquire their apparent substantivity. It is thanks to that inner light of consciousness, which is utterly free from all modifications, that the sun is hot, the moon is cool, the mountain is heavy, and the water is liquid. It is the cause of all the effects that manifests as this creation, but it itself is uncaused. It is on account of that inner light of consciousness that the characteristic nature of diverse objects arises. Because it is formless, and because it is the cause of all effects, this universe has arisen in it with all its diversity. It alone is the cause of the manifestation of the Trinity, Brahma the Creator, Vishnu the Preserver, and Shiva the Redeemer. But it is not itself caused. I salute this self, which is its own light, free from duality of the knower and known, subject and object. In it exists all things of this universe, and into it they enter. Whatever this inner self thinks of, that happens everywhere, apparently as an external reality. When thought of by this consciousness, these things seem to come into being. When thought of as non-existent, they reach their end. Thus, all these infinite objects appear in the limitless space of consciousness. They appear to grow and appear to diminish in the light of the sun. This self of inner light of consciousness is unknown and unseen. It is attained by those who have purified their heart. but by the holy ones, it is seen in the supremely pure cosmic space dimension of consciousness. This self exists in an undivided state in the three worlds, from Brahma the creator to the blade of grass, as the infinite and self-luminous consciousness. It is one, without beginning and end. It exists as the all, as the inner experiencing all mobile and immobile beings. Truly, it was but the infinite consciousness that existed. How has this finite, limited ego sense arisen in it, without justification and support? What has given rise to this delusion, which expresses itself in the statements like, "This is you," and "This I am"? What is this body, and what is bodilessness? Who lives, and who is it that dies? Surely, my ancestors were of little understanding in that they abandoned this infinite consciousness and roamed this little earth. What comparison is there between the vision of the infinite and this fearful vanity known as world glory, which is full of dreadful desires and cravings? This vision of the infinite consciousness is pure and of the nature of supreme peace, and it is surely the very best among visions that are possible in this universe. I salute my own self, which is the indweller of all beings, which is the consciousness freed from objectivity or conceptualization, and which is the intelligence in all beings. I am the unborn, in whom the world appearance has vanished. I have gained what is worth gaining. I have triumphed and lived triumphantly. I find no delight in reigning over a kingdom, abandoning the supreme felicity of cosmic consciousness. Fie upon these wicked demons who revel in the filth of worldly life. The infinite consciousness simultaneously pervades the three periods of time and experiences the infinite worlds. It envelops all, it sees all, and because it is undisturbed and unmodified, it alone remains at all times. This consciousness experiences simultaneously what is sweet and what is bitter. It is tranquil and at peace. Because this consciousness is in itself free from all modifications, concepts, and percepts, and because it is subtle and experiences all things at the same time, it is ever at peace and homogeneous, even while, apparently, experiencing the diversity of all phenomena. When the apparently transformed becoming resorts to or rests on that being which has not undergone any modification, the former is freed from sorrow. When consciousness abandons the perception of the three modes of time, when it is freed from the bondage of objectivity or conceptualization, it rests in utter tranquility. It is as if it were unreal, because it is beyond description. Hence, some people declare that the self does not exist. Whether there is a self, Brahman, or not, that which is not subject to dissolution is the supreme liberation. He in whom the ghosts of craving and hostility have been laid, and the mirage of ignorant thinking has been dispelled by the cloud of true inner awakening, he alone lives. For how can there arise concepts and percepts in the infinite consciousness, which alone is? I salute the self. Salutations to myself, the undivided consciousness, the jewel of all the seen and unseen worlds. You have indeed been reached very soon. You have been touched, and you have been gained. You have been realized. You have been raised above all kinds of provisions. You are what you are. Salutations to you. Salutations to you, myself, Shiva, the Lord of Lords, the Supreme Self.